Hey everyone, this is Joseph Bosco, pastor of Highway Church. Thanks for joining us on our podcast. You know, all of us need the right kind of voices in our lives. Voices that inspire us to know the one who made us. Voices that awaken our divine destiny and reveal to us the goodness of God. Well, that's what this ministry is all about. So enjoy the message.
We bless you and your families, your loved ones, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God's so good. He has a word for you. And I want to help you. And if you've been here a little while at Highway, you know we always encourage you to take your religious goggles off. And, you know, I'm just coming to understand more and more God's calling on my life. As a fivefold
That's
minister.
How it happens, right?
And a big part of that is to reach the religious casualties. And we've got a lot of religious casualties in our nation and around the world who would really like to know God, but religion has kind of blocked their journey. Well, we want to de-religify as much as we can. You've got to let the Holy Spirit in and let him do it, because he's really the one who de-religifies our understanding of God. We want you to know God as he is, not as a statue or as a foreboding, hard-to-find, mysterious being, but as the loving Father he revealed himself to be through his Son, Jesus Christ. So we're going to talk about something that's very important, and it's a word that if you've been in church, you've heard. It's the word praise. We want to de-religify that for you. And we're starting a new series that is going to help you in a big way in your relationship with Christ. And the series is called Praise Forward.
Hallelujah.
Praise Forward. And I'm going to just say some statements to you, and then we're going to get into it, all right? And I imagine this will probably be about 4 weeks, maybe five, of messages prepared for you to strengthen your heart. To give you the wisdom and the strength you need to rise above the challenges you're facing, to see things as God sees them, to walk and move forward into the fullness of his plan for your life. Let me start with my first statement here. Are you ready? Are you ready, Jennifer?
I'm ready.
The only way to consistently, and that's the key word there, the only way to consistently move forward into all that the Father has prepared for you is through praise. And we're going to define that word in just a little bit. I'm just going to put that out there. The only way to consistently move forward, I mean consistently, not once in a while, every moment of your life, to consistently, no matter what's going on in the world around you, the only way to consistently move forward and do all that the Father has prepared for you, which is exceedingly abundantly above all you've asked or imagined, the only way to move into that is through praise. Let me give you another statement. Praising Christ transforms us.
Hallelujah.
It is not for his benefit. It is for ours. Praising Christ, listen to me, is the healthiest, most productive, beneficial thing you can do for yourself. I don't know if you ever thought of praise that way. I want you to start. I mean, diets are always a craze,
sure.
You know, and the latest, you've got to eat this, you've got to have this, you got to do this exercise, you got to go through this routine. Praising Christ is the healthiest, most profitable, most beneficial activity that you could ever do for your well-being and the well-being of those around you. Fear, on the other hand, is toxic. Fear is the incipient of all negative things. of all negative issues of life. If you really dig, peel back the layers, you'll find fear is at the source of it. Fear is at the source of depression, unforgiveness, anxiety, bitterness, sickness. It's at the root of it all. Condemnation. Your enemy is not people. Your enemy is fear. God wants to, through his love for you, remove every trace of fear from your life. Fear's goal is to stop you from experiencing Christ and the fullness of Christ, to stop you from living the abundant life he came to give you. And if you will allow fear, it will push you backward to what you're comfortable with.
That's good.
I've heard the term comfort zone. What is a comfort zone? Your current mindset, the way that you've been thinking for a while and you're comfortable with. Fear will try and keep you there. Or your current emotional state. Maybe you're just kind of, you've gotten so used to fear or being bitter or just, you just want to stay there. And fear loves that. Unforgiveness, looking back at your past. I mean, how many times can we rehearse what people have done to us before we get over it and move on? Well, fear will keep you running that thing over and over and over again. Your comfort zone, your preferences. I don't like the area I'm living in. I don't like the people at work. I don't like. Love wants to change your preferences. Yeah. You know what? God loves everybody. And he wants you to start to see people as he sees them, to see geographical areas as he sees them. How does that happen? Through praise. Let's talk about praise. Let's de-religify this word praise, all right? P-R-A-I-S-E, just a word. It's an English word, actually, that we've taken from the Hebrew and the Greek. But literally, the English word means to set a price on. So we talk about praising Christ, we're talking about setting a price on him. To set a price on Christ, to attach value to Christ, to appraise Christ, to prize Christ. Now, appraisals are important in life. If you've ever bought or sold a home, it's important to get a good appraisal. Now, in order to get a good appraisal on a home or anything that you're buying or selling, someone has to have knowledge and know what's valuable and what's not valuable. If they don't have the knowledge of what you have and what you're selling or buying, you're not going to get a good appraisal of it. Listen to me. I'm speaking of love. I'm speaking from love. So many believers do not have the knowledge of the heart of God, do not have the knowledge of what he's done for them through his son, do not have the knowledge of who they are in Christ, and as a result, they haven't accurately appraised Christ. So if all I've ever lived in is a rundown home,
right,
with broken systems, and it needs a renovation and repair, if that's all I've known, that might be valuable to me. Mm-hmm. Until I step into a home that was designed by Frank Lloyd Webber.
Is
right. Frank Lloyd Webber. Frank Lloyd Wright.
You're Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Andrew Lloyd Webber. Thank you. Yeah. Say again. Frank Lloyd Wright.
We're mixing.
Yeah. The artist and architect.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. If I step into a home that was designed by an amazing architect and built by an amazing builder, my eyes are open to something I've never seen before. And I go, what is this?
Yeah.
What is this?
Then you have, but even then you have, see, fear can even enter there.
Oh, sure.
And say, well, you can't have that.
I can't have that. No, that's not for me. That's not my
house.
That's
somebody else's.
Right.
That's, I can't have that. Right, right, right.
And we do this with God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're used to being beaten up in our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
We're so used to being afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Christ comes into the earth. He says that the thief comes to steal, kill, mm-hmm. and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
I came that you might have life, more and better life than you've ever dreamed
to
of.
To set captives we're like, free.
Yeah, it's like the Andrew Lloyd.
No, whatever, Frank Lloyd Wright.
The Frank Lloyd Wright home. What? No, that can't be for me.
Yeah, that.
But he doesn't know what I've been through. He doesn't know how I've lived. He doesn't know I don't have any money. He doesn't know what my parents did to me. He doesn't know the social status I'm holding.
You're telling God what he doesn't know, and he's
come on,
trying
and
to
he's
get
saying,
you
I
let
came
go what you don't
that
know.
You might have life and life abundantly. God wants to teach you to appraise him. In other words, regardless of where you may see yourself, whether socioeconomical level or health or whatever it is, Christ came to make you new, to give you a life that you have only dreamed of, beyond what you've dreamed of. Why? Because he loves you that much. Listen, if I had all means at my disposal, and I saw a child on the street, I would immediately buy a home for that child.
Mm-hmm.
I would pay for clothes for the rest of that child's life, food for the rest of that child's life, everything immediately, without thinking. I don't have those means, naturally speaking, you know. But what is it? That's the heart of a father. God has no limits to his means. And what he wants to do for you will blow your mind. But you've got to let him teach you how good he is.
Mm-hmm.
How do we gain the true knowledge of what is valuable in a home and what's not valuable? Well, you study the really valuable homes. I didn't know when we first, I didn't know what builder grade was when we first started. Mm-hmm. I thought, wow, that must be really high quality, a builder grade. But it was actually the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
It's very a term. Basic.
Yeah, a very basic, not high quality, inexpensive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, there are builders who will cut costs where they want to just build a neighborhood, a community, and you know, kind of cookie cutter. And that's okay. I'm not faulting that. But then there are builders who maybe don't do a lot of homes in a year because they really want to make them special. And they use really high-end quality products and furnishings. And they, and even the studs in the wall and the you know, everything that they use, they take their time with it. And they want to make sure it's done right. God is the master builder. And he wants to reveal himself to you. So how do I become, how do I learn what is a valuable home and what is not a valuable? I study the quality ones.
Now, you could have a non-quality and a quality be the same price.
Oh, yeah,
but the
absolutely.
Thing is you have to know what is worth that price.
Exactly. Because I'm not paying that.
If it's not worth that price, right?
You're worth it. When God sent his son, he said, you're worth it. You are worth me giving my everything. You're worth it. God appraised you as worth it and valuable. You're worth the price of his son. Can't get any more valuable than that. Now you've got to, in turn, appraise him.
How
do we accurately gain the knowledge of God's quality? Two ways. Come on, write them down and then begin to practice them. First, we gain the true knowledge of God and his value to us by studying Jesus in the scriptures, especially in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. And of course, he's all throughout the scriptures. But you've got to look at Jesus in the flesh to have an accurate knowledge of the heart and will of God. That's number one. Number two, the promises of God in the scripture. Every time God releases a promise from his mouth, he is giving you an inside view, an image of his heart and his will for your life.
He wants. When we what say God's will for you, yeah, yeah. Bring it down.
What he wants for you.
Right, right, right.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. What is that? It's a promise of God. What is he revealing? Lack is not from him. Mm-hmm. It is his will for you to have abundance. Mm-hmm. So you can't just, you got to grab a hold of the promises and meditate on them and realize they're for you today. Not for someone somewhere back then, but for you living your life in 2023, September 2023 already, mm-hmm. for you. And when you get to know the person of Christ as revealed in the scriptures, and you get to know the promises of God, now you can really start to praise him.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, praise, you see real, powerful, mountain-moving, life-changing, mental healing, emotional healing, body healing praise is praise that comes from and springs forth the true knowledge of God. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You can have two people saying hallelujah and get very different results because one speaks it from a knowledge of who he is and the other one's just doing it because that's what they've heard.
That's the same thing that we just said, the discrepancy.
Two different homes.
One can be worth the price and one can be, you know, below value, right?
Now, don't misunderstand what I'm going to say, but God's not interested in you saying the syllables, hallelujah.
Right.
He's interested in you knowing him, knowing the value he's placed on you and he wants you to begin to place a value on him. Where actually you realize that he is everything you could ever want and so much more. And you actually begin living and making plans based on his value. Life plans about everything you're going to do with your life. Where you actually value him so much, you take every preference. Everything you desire, and I do mean everything, every dream and hope, and you lay them all at his feet and say, Father, you're worth it all. I value you as worth every dream I've ever had. I value you more than any preference I've ever had. You are more delicious than any food I've ever eaten. You are more satisfying than any concert I've ever gone to, than any home I've ever been in, than any sporting event I've ever, than any career I could ever hope to have. And I choose to value you above it all. Now you're stepping into praise that will move you forward. It's all about valuing him above everyone and everything else. And that comes by gaining the true knowledge who he is, what he's done for you, and who you are in him. And that's what we're here to give you, that highway. It's so good. It's so good. I took just two words out of Psalms. There are more, but one is the English word praise. I took it from Psalm 9, which we sang beginning of this service today. Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2 says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all your wonders. I wrote a song about that called I Will. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. Notice there's decisions being made here with the person's will, with the psalmist's will. We need to make these same decisions. I will be glad. And I will rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to your name. Oh, thou a little bit high. No. Oh, thou most high. What is that? An appraisal of God.
Right.
You're seeing an appraisal of God in Psalm 9, 1 and 2. It's such an appraisal that the author of this psalm is moved to give his whole life to him. I will praise thee, O Lord, with 22% of my heart. No. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart, my whole life. I personally will be a living display of your wonders. I can't speak for anyone else because we each have to make this decision on our own. I will be glad. And that is a choice you have to make daily, because there are opportunities to not be glad. And you've got to choose to not let them tell you what your life, the quality of your life and your outcome is going to be, and choose to trust and appraise the Father's promises for you and say, I will be glad. I will rejoice. I will sing praise to your name, because you're most high. And you always cause me to triumph in you. You've got to see yourself as the object of God's promises. He's for you. He wants his promises to show up and manifest in your life. You've got to know he's for you, or your praise isn't going to affect me.
That's what I was going to say. We would encourage anybody at any time to make that choice to praise God.
Absolutely.
At any time, whether you know anything or not. But
absolutely.
The one who knows less will, lose lose enthusiasm, or will quit faster. But the one who knows God will, and their praise is based on their knowledge of God, will go and go and go. So while we say, just like David, yes, I will.
Absolutely. Regardless of what
anybody make that choice to praise God, you know. But if you find that in the middle of praise, you're like, I'm done, or I don't know what else to say, or, you know, and you just don't have the strength maybe to praise your way. We say praise your way through a thing, or yea, though I walked through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, praise through or pray through you know, what we're saying. Sometimes people don't have the strength to do that, or the stamina or the endurance to do that. And oftentimes the reason is because their knowledge, the true knowledge of God, needs to be strengthened, needs to be beefed up. And when you know all that God is and all that God has done, I mean, it's praise all the
you
way through.
You can't be stopped.
You can't be stopped.
So regardless of where you're at, maybe you've never heard the name of Jesus before. Maybe you've never read the Bible before, and that's fine.
Yep.
Just start to praise him anyway.
That's right.
Just say, Jesus, show yourself to me. I'm choosing to believe that you're good. Even though I don't know the Bible, I'm just going to choose to believe you're good, and I ask you to show yourself to me. Mm-hmm. And then get yourself a Bible.
Then get yourself
a Bible. Yeah, absolutely. See, when you start to realize the power of knowing him,
will
pursue it at all costs.
That's right.
You will pursue fivefold ministry gifts that declare it regularly, like Highway Church, you know, like Jennifer and myself, and there are other great ministries out there.
Absolutely.
Because you'll realize how valuable it is. You'll begin to value the true knowledge of God above everything else in your life. And you'll begin to lock in to a church and to other ministries that can build you up in that.
And just remind us again, how do we grow in that knowledge of God? Yep. You said two things.
Two things. Study Jesus in the scriptures, especially in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. Because that's the heart of God in
action. Jesus is God in the flesh.
He's God in the flesh. He's the will of God. Mm-hmm. He's the heart of God. Mm-hmm. And the second in the scriptures, again, not just theorizing, but just the promises of God from Genesis to Revelation. Every promise he spoke reveals his heart, and what he wants to do in your life.
That's right. That's so good.
Okay?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just listening. I want to get to this before we stop today. Can I do it? Let me just think a minute here. Yeah, we can do it. I want to look at one of my favorite appraisers in history. All right? He's a man in the Gospels that appraised Jesus accurately. Because this is praise. Let's look at it in Matthew chapter 8. All right? Matthew chapter 8. And there are some other appraisers in the scriptures. But this one catches my attention, and he ministered to the heart of God because of the way that he appraised him. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 5, it says, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion. This is not a man who has a covenant with God. He was outside at that time. This is before the resurrection. This was old covenant. You understand that, right? Jesus' ministry was still under the old covenant. New covenant didn't begin until Day of Pentecost, Acts, right? Holy Spirit came. All right, so there came unto him a centurion, someone who doesn't have a covenant with God, is not in the nation of God, not in Israel. He's beseeching him, strong word here, imploring him. Mm-hmm. He's basically grabbing a hold of him with his heart. And he says, Lord, my servant, someone he loves and cares about, lies at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Remember, he's grabbing hold of Jesus with his heart. And he just shared one of the pressures that's pushing against his heart and it's challenging his life. Someone he loves is sick of the palsy mm-hmm. and grievously tormented. Mm-hmm. And look how Jesus responds to this man's heart. He says, "I will." He's revealing his will. "I will come and heal him." And that is God's will for all of us. Jesus revealed that clearly through his ministry. Now look at the centurion answers. Now remember, this is still old covenant, guys. The resurrection hasn't happened. The Holy Spirit hasn't descended. And this centurion is an excellent appraiser of the value of God. The centurion answers and says, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but I know that if you speak the word only, the one I love shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this one, go, and he goes. To another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, he does it." When Jesus heard it, look at how this centurion's appraisal of God impacted the heart of God. When God heard it, he marveled. Why? He doesn't see it very often. Unfortunately. He sees religious tradition. But he doesn't see accurate appraisals of who he is and what he wants to do in our lives. Let's raise our appraisal of him and our expectation of him. Jesus heard it. He marveled. Look what he said to them that followed. "Verily I say unto you, I've not found such an appraisal, even in Israel," the people of God, who actually have a covenant with God. "And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham," hallelujah, "and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And Jesus said unto the centurion, "Go your way, and as you have appraised, so be it done unto thee." And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. As you have appraised, you see, real faith comes from an accurate appraisal of God.
That's good. That's very good.
I'm not talking about religious faith. Bible, real, Holy Spirit faith is being totally sure and certain. No doubt. Zero doubt in your heart. It can be in your mind, but not in your heart. Bible faith is when you are sure and certain that what God has said is so in your life, regardless of how you may currently feel, regardless of what others have said, regardless of the circumstances that may be surrounding you, you appraise what God has said above it all, and you know that he is your reality. Because you said it, it is so in my life. Mm-hmm. This is how I've enjoyed divine health since the summer of 1996. By becoming sure of the true knowledge of God's will for my life regarding healing. And there were many challenges regarding that. Many people telling me all kinds of different things. And I had to quiet my mind, quiet my soul, get alone with the one who made me, and renew my mind and meditate in the person of Christ and the promises of God. And know that because God has said it, it is so in my life today.
This is the wonderful alive quality of the scriptures, of yes. the word of God.
Yes.
That when it comes to you, yes. it comes with faith
yes.
attached to
oh,
it.
Yes.
It's yes. when you hear what God's heart is toward you and you read what God's heart is yes. toward you with that knowledge comes faith,
yes.
you know, and if you begin, just like the centurion said, he said, "I'm a man under authority, I say go. He understood how it worked. And because he understood that, his faith was, I'm just going to go talk to this man, Jesus, in authority, and it will happen. So just know this. Don't be discouraged today when you spend time in the Word of God. When, you know, this is a big topic, a big subject, praise and faith the knowledge of God.
Yes.
But know this, the more time you spend in the Word, it's living and active, and it comes with faith in it. It's almost like you're not going to... It is like you're not going to see anything like the Word of God in this lifetime. It comes with hope. It comes with faith. And all you need to do is attach and agree and say, add your faith to the faith of the Word.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
What's it say? The life I live, I no longer live. What's it say?
Galatians 2:20.
Yeah, say it.
I live by the faith. If I'm living, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Christ, yeah, of Jesus.
Galatians 2:20-21.
Yeah,
I live by the faith of the Son of God.
So that faith that Jesus, the Son of God, it's coming to us through the Word, then we add our faith or connect our faith to the faith in the Word, and then all of a sudden, I see God in a new way like I never had before because I've agreed with what I've just read.
Yeah. Yeah. The goal is not to have faith. The goal is to grab a hold of the true knowledge of who he is.
Hallelujah, faith comes.
Did you hear that?
That's good.
And boy, we've kind of missed that in the last couple, two, three, four decades.
Sure.
The goal is not to try and get faith. The goal is to grab a hold of the true knowledge of who he is. And guess what? Faith comes with it.
It comes with that.
It comes with it. It's just like a family. You know, when our kids were growing up, if they were hungry, they knew that we were going to give them a meal.
They
knew something. Yeah. And they got some really good meals, homemade meals. But if it came like time for dinner, like they didn't have to walk around the house trying to get faith to have dinner. Like, oh, I believe mom's going to make us dinner. Can you imagine how strange that would be if our kids would have walked around the house saying that? I'm trying to have faith that we're going to have dinner tonight. But that's what a lot of believers are doing. Why? Because they don't know the Father. So don't try and get faith. Get a hold of the knowledge of his love for you and what he's done for you through his Son, and faith is there. They knew they were going to have a good dinner. They knew, well, sometimes they didn't want to eat the broccoli and stuff, but they knew they were going to have a good, they knew it was good for them.
The opportunity was there.
Yeah, the opportunity was there, right? We're still working on Mariah in that area, right? That's good. But listen, they had no doubt that they were going to be taken care of, and we didn't really have to talk about it. I don't think we ever once in our lives said, children, every day we're going to make meals for you. So remember that if you're ever hungry. They just knew that by relationship with us. And that's what it's to be like with our Father.
By living day by day.
They live with us every day. Start living with Jesus every day. Mm-hmm. And watch the fear just kind of, see ya.
Absolutely.
And you'll just start knowing stuff because you have a relationship with him. Now, some of the things I'm so excited about, we're going to get into this series, and we're going to pray and wind this thing up today. But we're going to get into... Father Abraham. Hebrews says he was looking for a city whose maker, whose builder was God. All of us are looking for a life to live that's built by God. All of us. And I get it. We've all grown up in this world, whether you knew God, I didn't know God, and I had parents putting all kinds of ideas into my head, telling me what I should be, and they're just trying to do what they knew.
Family members.
And society tells you, you need this, and you need to be that, and you should do this. But what has God created you for? We're all looking to live a life that's built by God, and that's what praise is going to bring you into. All right? Also in this series, I'm so excited about it. You remember our good friend Rosie Klandos?
I do.
Years ago, when we first started Highway back in 2014, we were meeting in Regal Cinemas, and in walked a lady who introduced herself, and she was had been a writer for the LA Times. Cool lady.
Yeah.
I said, that's pretty cool. So we just started talking, and she ended up writing a book.
Yes, she did.
And she shared with me, she interviewed a neuroscientist, a Nobel laureate, a couple Nobel laureates. One was an expert in PTSD and trauma. And what she learned about how we think, how it actually physically changes our brain, is very powerful. We're going to get into that in this series. When I say pray is the healthiest thing you can do, it is the healthiest thing you can do.
Amen.
For your body, for your brain, for your heart,
I believe it.
For your whole life. So we've got some wonderful things to get into. We just can't get into them in one gathering. Yeah. So listen, God is for you, and you need to know that in every area of your life, and that means your finances too. Don't live like the world lives, trying to make ends meet. You know, start letting God be your provider.
Hallelujah.
And start worshiping Him, appraising Him with your money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Appraise God with your finances. Praise Him with your money. Worship Him with your money. So what we do, and I mean, back in the day, when we first got married, did we have a laptop? No, we didn't have a laptop.
There was no such thing.
We didn't even have mobile phones. What am I talking about? So we actually used a paper accounting book.
That's right.
A ledger to keep track of our budget.
Mm-hmm.
Literally writing with pen or That's pencil right. into a ledger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was fun. And we had a one sheet that gave us a percentage of recommended percentages for the different aspects of our budget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much recommended for housing and for clothing and for food and entertainment.
Right.
But at the top of our category, it was tithing. Tithes and
yes,
offerings.
It was.
Before any taxes, before anything else, tithes and offerings were number one in our budget. No one was going to touch that. Why did we do that? Because we were in a vibrant relationship with Him. We were living by sowing and reaping. We were living by the faith of the Son of God. And we were determined that God was our provider. That's why we did that. Wasn't it because of religious tradition? Wasn't because someone told us you had to tithe?
No,
it was because we appraised him.
Our
relationship
way.
With
That's
Him.
Right.
And we knew that He was going to care for us and prosper us.
You know, when you buy your stuff over the counter, coffee, whatever, and you throw the remaining change into that little cup.
Yeah.
God is worth the top. He's not worth the remaining change you have at the end of the week and just toss it in the cup.
Yeah.
And that is really, you know, this what you're talking about applies to every area of your life.
Yes.
We're just talking about finances right now. Yeah, we don't toss change in the cup to God. We value and appraise Him to give Him what Proverbs says, what? The first fruits.
First fruits.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what about being what about too much prosperity in your life?
That's good.
That's the heart of your Father. He wants you to be so prosperous that you never have a concern again.
Hallelujah.
Too much prosperity. In fact, Isaiah again, my buddy, Isaiah back in 10:27, he said it has come to pass, he's prophesying, in that day when the new covenant takes place, that the burden of darkness is going to be removed from our shoulders. The yoke is going to be broken off our neck. It's going to be destroyed. You know why? Because of prosperity, it says
Hallelujah.
In the scriptures. The anointing, the prosperity, fatness, one translation says.
Amen.
What does fatness mean? It means fruitfulness, richness, plenteous, aboundingness. Mm-hmm. That's what God wants to produce in your life. And that's what He's given you through His Son. Let's worship the Lord right now. Let's appraise Him with our money.
Hallelujah.
And you can do that. We've updated our giving page. We now have Cash App available. So if you go to highwaychurch.us/give, there are several ways you can give there. Also, you can give assets into the ministry. And we had someone recently do that. That's so cool. Whether it's an automobile, whether it's stocks, whether it's a piece of property, a home, you can do that. You can sow that into the ministry, and you can receive, naturally speaking, tax deductions for that as well. But we have many ways that you can give on our website. Just go to highwaychurch.us/give. You can also text to 508-502-7733. And actually, on our giving page now, they're all live links. So not only the Give Online link, the text link is live. Cash App link is live, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So go have at it.
Mm-hmm.
Appraise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Appraise the Lord. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And let's do that right now. Father, we come before You with such gratitude. Help us to appraise You through the knowledge of Your Son.
Thank You, Lord.
To realize how much You love us and how valuable the knowledge of You is. Lord, we worship You with our money because You are our loving Father.
Yes.
And we are living in your kingdom. And you are our provider. Because you're our Father. We shall not lack. Mm-hmm. We shall enjoy too much mm-hmm. prosperity all the days of our life. And we worship you with our tithes and offerings. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory hey, Wednesday's coming up, guys. Is it the 6th? September 6th? We're starting a new Bible study series live Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern time. It's called Spirit to Spirit. Mm-hmm. Don't miss it. Mm-hmm. Be fully present for every time we gather. You'll be so glad you did. We're going to talk about living your life by the power of your recreated spirit mm-hmm. instead of the soul or your body. It's going to be very powerful. Time to walk in the Spirit, guys. Time to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm going to bless you right now in Jesus' name. We want you to have an awesome day, and we're going to see you on Wednesday night. Father, I bless every member of this Highway family. I bless every listener. Father, I ask you that by your Spirit, you would reveal yourself to each member of this Highway family, that they would see you more clearly, that the true knowledge of who you are would become more real to them, that each member of this Highway family would experience the too much prosperity that you've given to them through your Son, the health, the wholeness, the inspiration, the direction and wisdom that you've given to us through your Son. In Jesus' name, we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. We love y'all. See you Wednesday night. God is so good. We want to invite you to continue to grow in the knowledge of His goodness, who He is, what He's done for you, and who you are in Him. Check out our websites at highwaychurch.us and josephbosco.us and begin living the abundant life He came to give you.